Friends, let us prepare to hear Holy Scripture this morning by offering our prayer of illumination. In the power of the Holy Spirit, and in one voice, let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your Scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. I invite you to stand in body or spirit and to be in a posture of receiving the word as we read from the gospel according to Luke. Please stand as you are able. Today's reading comes from the chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you that listen. I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Please be seated. Pray with me. Gracious and holy God, on this beautiful Sunday, we continue to journey through the Sermon on the Plain as captured by Luke, that it may feed our spirits and encourage us and challenge us to live as faithful disciples of Jesus. And so may we receive what you would have us hear this day with open hearts and open minds, that we may grow in our faith, that we may grow more into your likeness, that even in this imperfect place, in this imperfect church, even our imperfect words are empowered by the Holy Spirit, that what is said aloud, may it strengthen us and keep us. O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So today is a hard passage. And if you were with us last week and engaged in this, we began with the Sermon on the Plain, which is similar to the Sermon on the Mount, that this is one of Jesus's first teachings in such a large public arena. It would be, I think, for me, going to maybe Red Hat Amphitheater, maybe Red Rock, and preaching a word, and just the magnitude of the crowd that would have been in that place. Imagine that that is what we're seeing. Jesus' words can stand alone, and last week particular was a section that we often refer to as the Beatitudes. Blessed be those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who are weak, for they will be strengthened. And there are these things that sometimes in our minds we want to have that, as Kathy said, an easy checklist of like, yeah, I got that. Yeah, I can do that. Or maybe those are the markers that will be indicative of I am walking a faithful life in the footsteps of Jesus. And then we get to this passage. And I really loved that Kathy brought out that the very, onset of this is really hard to hear. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. That first part is important. How many of you remember the School of Rock and the song Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function? I have tried very hard to take on and both rather than either or in terms of my language. And I've always heard that when you hear the word but, it tends to negate everything that came preceding it, and you really need to focus in on what comes after, right? I mean, I'm thinking in terms of personal relationships. I really love you, but I really need you to take the trash out. Do you love me, or do you love me because I take the trash out? Do you see what I mean? It's kind of like that's that function. And when we think of that conjunction, junction, what's your function, there's this word, but. And it really makes us take a moment to think, what is Jesus really saying to us? But I say to you that, listen. But I say to you that, listen. There is something that Jesus is pointing out to that means that maybe there are people who are actually not listening to Jesus. Because what came before, maybe people heard what they needed to hear and they were like, oh, I got it. And then immediately tune out what Jesus has to say next. Have y'all ever done that where you're like, oh, I finally heard what I wanted to hear and now I don't need to listen to anything else? Just me? Okay. But here's the thing, what Jesus was saying last week, I mean, listen, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. But Jesus also said, woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. These were challenging words. And I guarantee you, this is in connection with where Jesus later says, you have to make a choice. You need to go sell all of your possessions so that you can follow me. Or you need to take up your cross and travel in the path that I'm leading you to. And there are going to be those who turn away. We hear this in Scripture, that the word that Jesus was proclaiming was so hard that they stopped listening and turned away. So there are those who would have turned away and maybe left the crowd at that point. And there would have been a crowd who would have remained. And that is who Jesus is addressing. But I say to you who listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. That's an even harder word to hear as compared to the blessings and woes from last week's scripture. It's going to take a posture of intentionality, a place in your very being of being truly receptive to what Jesus is saying at this point. And it's almost like if you heard enough and you decided to stay, wait, it just gets harder, right? Because when we, just as we ask the kids, do you love your enemies? But I don't want to, because they've hurt me. And I don't know that I can forgive them for that. Real emotions that I've been feeling for the past several weeks. It's human. That's our nature. We are human. And we don't have it. We are imperfect, we are broken, and we come to this place so that God can work in and through our spirits and our hearts to make us different. And then I thought about this. Love your enemies. That's a very personal perspective viewing outwards, right? It's putting yourself in the center of that and your choice of whether or not you're going to do what Jesus has asked you to do. But I want you for just a second to flip it around and think, what if you or I are the enemy? What is Jesus asking? Jesus is asking someone else to not hold it against us, to love us. Do you see that difference? Because then it takes it from a very self-centric view to more of a, what if I'm the one on the outside? I would want to be treated kindly. I would want to be treated with tenderness and consideration. That if I had wronged somebody, I would want to receive the gift of forgiveness. I wouldn't want someone to retaliate or seek vengeance against me. And if that's what I would want, then I need to be willing to offer it to someone else. Do you see that? Because if we do what is easy, what credit is that to us? Because it doesn't challenge us. It doesn't make us step outside of our own being to truly reflect the grace that God has poured into us, that we may be different in the world. What credit is to you if you choose the easy path? And then Jesus says it again, but love your enemies, do good, and lend expecting nothing in return. We don't do things because we're expecting something in return. We are doing it because it has already been offered to us, and this is our response to what God has done for us. So let me make sure I say that again in a way that I need to hear it. We are the enemies who stand contrary to God's good news and goodness in the world. God did not hold it against us. God offered us love and grace through Christ Jesus. We have been forgiven, absolved of our sins, incorporated into God's family, woven into the fabrics of God's story of salvation in the world, and we are forever changed. And our lives are meant to reflect that. And if that is what we have received, there is nothing that we can give to God that can exceed that gift. Does that make sense? We are broken and imperfect, and yet God still loved us. So today, when we think about what it is that we have to offer, put yourself on the outskirts. Put yourself on the outside. Think of yourself as the one being referred to, because that's what we are in relationship to God. And through Christ Jesus, God begins to tear away those pieces that separate us from God so that we can truly be part of God's family, this community, that we may grow in faith, in kindness, in generosity. But to those that listen, friends, it also means that we have to be willing to listen. Take it to heart, put it into action, and live it each and every day. Thanks be to God for the love and grace that we do not deserve, that cannot be bought, that is freely given to us through Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.